In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, please be seated. Throughout the 50 great days of Easter season, we read stories about various appearances of Jesus following the resurrection. In some ways, it can feel like we're repeating ourselves week after week. There are so many varying accounts in the Gospels and post-resurrection experiences to express the disciples coming to terms with the reality of resurrection, and we must tell them all. Today we hear a portion of Luke's story of what happened that day. The story actually begins with the first part of chapter 24, with two disciples telling a story to the other disciples in Jerusalem. They've seen the risen Lord as they were heading to their home in Emmaus. The first story is the story of Cleopas and his wife returning home when Jesus appears to them. Once they recognize him, they return at once to Jerusalem. Today we hear them telling their story to the disciples when Jesus suddenly appears standing in the midst of the disciples. He says to them, "Shalom aleichem, peace be with you," the common greeting shared by people in the Middle East, both Jews and Muslims, to this very day. The story on the road to Emmaus that precedes our gospel today and the gathering of the disciples in Jerusalem we just read follow a very similar pattern. First, there is an encounter of Jesus and their failure to recognize him. Secondly, there's an explanation. Just like the story of last week's doubting Thomas, Jesus shows his followers his wounds. And he shares stories of scripture about himself, saying the Messiah was called to suffer and die. Thirdly, there is eating. Jesus eats with them. Fourth, there is enlightenment, and they finally recognize him. And fifth, Jesus exits. In this story, the disciples don't recognize him. They think they're seeing a ghost. To show he isn't a ghost, he shows them his wounds. Moreover, just like the Emmaus story, he eats something in their midst. This time, it's fish. Just like he did in the Emmaus story, he provides an explanation describing the events of his death and resurrection through the lens of scriptures. Once he had done this, there is enlightenment. Their eyes are finally opened and they recognize him. Today's reading ends with the commissioning of the disciples. One can make the connection with today's readings from the Acts of the Apostles. There, Luke paints a picture of what it looked like when the disciples fulfilled their calling as witnesses. We read Peter's proclamation of what God is doing in Jesus Christ. Peter's message in the reading from Acts that we heard is direct and to the point. Repent and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out. It is here where we are able to enter the story. We come like the disciples with our doubts, confusions, fears, and misgivings. Each week through worship, we encounter the risen Christ. In the reciting of scripture and in the preached word, we are offered explanation, proclaiming the good news of what God has and is doing. Around our sacred table, we eat with Christ, breaking the bread of resurrection in the Eucharist. Perhaps like the early Christians, we should serve fish as well. The Holy Spirit brings enlightenment and opens our hearts and minds, setting our hearts on fire. And finally, Christ sends us out into the world to be witnesses to this amazing news. We are to exit this place to do the real work of being Christ's body in the world, yearning for healing and wholeness. In Luke's story, Jesus goes to great lengths to emphasize the importance of the physical realm. While none of us can know the nature of a resurrected body, Jesus takes the story of resurrection back to the physical realm through doing what most human beings do when they come together in community: share food. In this way, Christ demonstrates faith entails much more than belief in the eternal life beyond our mortal existence. Luke emphasizes in this story the fact The physical realm is just as sacred as the spiritual one. This is an easy concept to forget. Most of the news points to a world in decline, natural disasters, economic collapse, global warming, war, violence, racism, hate, exploitation, greed, genocide, environmental degradation, disease, poverty, hunger. What's the point of healing in a place that seems like it's going to hell? There are many Christians who ascribe to a line of reasoning with complete sincerity. Why concern ourselves with the ephemeral matters of this physical world, such as stewardship of natural creation or mitigation of poverty and injustice, when the relevance of these issues will perish just like the earth itself? All we need is personal salvation and we're all set. The life and ministry of Jesus certainly doesn't reflect such thinking. To be sure, he healed spiritual afflictions, but he also healed physical ones. It's apparent that he was deeply concerned with both. Is there any doubt that God is just committed to the renewal of our physical as he is our spiritual? Is there any doubt that he wants us to be concerned too? Isn't that the point of Jesus' incarnation and ours as well? To be sent as flesh and bone into a world to do the work we've been given to do. As theologian Charles Allen says, we live a thoroughly embodied life, but thankfully, so does God. Our bodies are places of memory. Jesus does not set aside his crucified self. That self is embraced and carried forward, an integral part of Jesus' identity, even in its resurrected form. The text speaks to those in our society who have been told their bodies and their identities are not acceptable, like LGBT persons, those in prison, or those who are not part of our group. For many, the message of the gospel has often sadly been a call to set aside identities as they truly are in order to be in Jesus. Today's gospel shows us that our bodies and their particularities are not our enemies or our shame. By coming to us both resurrected while still wounded, Jesus shows our bodies are holy with a W, holy with an H, God's space. We are holy, holy God's space. In these Easter stories of resurrection, Jesus brings us back to earth and calls us to be witnesses and preach repentance and forgiveness in order that the world is restored and reconciled. May we be given the strength to do so. In Jesus' name we pray.